The conventional political view in cobalt blue Rhode Island until recently was that White House would have an easy path to re-election next year. He's one of the state's most accessible politicians, and his staff and constituent work is stellar. You may not like his liberal Democratic views, but voters just about always know where White House stands and what he thinks. He works well with Jack Reed, his fellow Democrat and Rhode Island senior senator. Reed, with his military background, is more buttoned down. But lately, Trump has driven him to be as outspoken on many topics, including opposition to new Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch, as the more florid White House. Into this fray now is Republican Robert Flanders, a former Rhode Island Supreme Court justice known as one of the state's top trial lawyers. At 67, Flanders has a long Rhode Island resume, highlighted by his recent oversight of the Central Falls receivership. His leadership drew some brickbats from organized labor and retirees upset about their pensions being cut, yet the struggling one-time factory city is doing better today. Any objective observer has to give Flanders some credit, along with a new city council and the city's young mayor, James DeOsa. Flanders was promoted by former U.S. Senator Lincoln Chafee for a spot on the federal bench. In the end, Flanders didn't get the judgeship, but at the time of his nomination, White House summed up Flanders' reputation, calling him, quote, a very capable guy. A White House-Flanders contest would pit two brainy Ivy League-educated lawyers against each other, Brown grad Flanders versus Yaley White House. Flanders, a celebrated Brown football and baseball player, notes that he was raised in a middle-class family and understands the struggles of working families better than the wealthy White House. This may be a good talking point, but Rhode Island voters have never cared much for such arguments. Our blue-collar state has sent a string of blue bloods, Theodore Francis Green, Claiborne Pell, and John and Lincoln Chafee, to the Senate. Flanders doesn't have a clear path to the nomination. Conservative Coventry Rep. Bobby Nardolillo has announced he's running next month. What's impossible to divine at this point is what the national zeitgeist will look like. The country is sharply divided. Trump's approval numbers are in the dumpster. Who knows how the economy, Syria, or healthcare policy will resonate a year from now? This we know. The left-leaning Democratic base is enraged and engaged. If this activism persists and Republicans and independents are as wary of Trump as they are today, the climate would be difficult for any Republican. A candidate like Flanders would have to make the race about the two individuals, he and White House, and their credentials. A White House campaign would seek to have the debate about national issues and the direction of the country. Jennifer Duffy's a Rhode Island native who closely follows Senate elections for the nonpartisan Cook Political Report in Washington, D.C. If White House has a voter weakness, she says, it's in the category of, quote, what have you done for me lately? Rhode Island's a state with economic issues. We lag behind our neighbors in Connecticut and Massachusetts in attracting new jobs. Reed has long deflected this issue by boasting of his work on behalf of submarine builders at Electric Boat. White House's emphasis has been on environmental and climate change issues, very relevant to the future of the ocean state, but not an immediate job generator. Republicans obviously will try to promise more jobs. The other factor on the Republican side is the effect of a primary battle between Flanders and Nardolillo. Nardolillo is not Flanders' intellectual equal, but if he can excite the tiny Republican base around such issues as immigration, abortion, and guns, he could make life miserable for Flanders. Duffy ranks White House as a solid favorite for re-election. Perhaps Flanders will look at the contest and decide the hill is too steep. In that event, Republicans could come to their senses and urge him to take on Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo, a campaign that today looks more winnable than a Senate run.